So, oh, I sound awful.
You sound terrible. You should move to the New Mexico Bowl.
That's a hell of a segue. I should move with the painted ladies and for my constitution, take up residence on the Altiplano, the High Sierra, New Mexico, Albuquerque, the home of the New Mexico Bowl, the Gildan New Mexico Bowl. Do we know what the hell a Gildan really is?
This is the lesser of the two bowls that sell athletic apparel with no logos printed on them.
Really, just you were saying jewel tone t-shirts that are sort of designed for 70-year-olds to wear, correct?
Or like cheap movies about volleyball teams where you can't afford actual school logos.
Yeah, and by the way, other sponsors of this bowl include, if you look, and I love looking at the local bowl partners. New Mexico is sponsoring it. Albuquerque is sponsoring it. It's always good when the place sponsors it. 610, the sports animal, which the number of sports animals in this nation at this point is really out of control.
Yeah, when are we gonna, what is Obamacare gonna do about the rampant overpopulation of sports animals?
They take away my guns. I ain't got no way to hunt them.
Ugh.
Unless you want me bow hunting. And then,
Just you and Chipper Jones hunting down America's sports. Oh, that's a YouTube show.
we should pitch that. And then, also sponsored, by the way, by Comcast, which means that this game will probably go out 3 or 4 times while you're watching it.
Oh, and they're not a sponsor, but I have to point out every year that this is in Albuquerque, which is also home to the American Rattlesnake Museum.
Have you been to Albuquerque?
Yes, but not to the American Rattlesnake Museum, which is one of the many reasons I pitched work to go to this game this year, and I think they thought I was fucking with them. But the other reason is the football.
Well, the football, this is, by the way, your jam. This is close to
Oh,
my
this is a
jam.
sleeper. This is my sleeper jam, and it's the very first bowl game.
Yeah, because this is Nevada versus Arizona, and if you do not know, this is literally the number one rusher in the nation versus the number two rusher in the nation, whose teams on both sides, ironically, have no ability to stop the pass, stop the run whatsoever.
Versus the number 111 rushing defense in the nation versus the number 116 total defense in the nation. This is Holly's jam. This is the bowl gods planting their lips and blowing smoke up my personal ass.
And your personal ass, by the way, Kadeem Carey or Stephon Jefferson, either one of them could traverse it in a matter of like flashes of seconds, because they're both awesome running backs.
It's saying something.
My ass as well. We could just stack them together, and they would still get through them in like 0.3 seconds.
Like
Because
a monster truck jump.
what's a New Mexico Bowl? It's two bloggers lying on their stomachs, and then we just have the two of them sort of vault over them until one says, "I am fatigued. Please accept this trophy." The trophy, which is one of the cooler ones, I think, in all of Boldom, no?
Oh yeah, it's native pottery, but painted with a New Mexico Bowl logo. So it kind of this is not a diss because I'm from Knoxville. It kind of looks like something you'd buy as a gas station souvenir at like a Love's or a Pilot or a Flying J, but it has actual history.
If you don't know, by the way, almost any transaction can be completed within the bounds of a convenience store in Knoxville. I don't know what it is about Tennessee, but for some reason they feel the need to sell not only like basic legal services, but gifts. People are just bric-a-brac. It's basically like this bric-a-brac based economy. I think it's written in the state constitution of Tennessee that you have to sell X amount of pseudo-racist bric-a-brac and patriotic like objet d'art
You've
in
been at my
convenience
parents'
stores.
house, right? At the very end, if you turn off from there to like that two-lane road and you go to the very end of that road before it intersects with a road that actually has yellow lines on it, when I was growing up, there was a combination. Let's see, it was like a trailer park, but at the office to the trailer park where there was a convenience store, there was also a combination bait store, tanning parlor, and video rental service.
But well, before we forget the actual nuts and bolts of this, you do get to watch a pretty good quarterback as well in Matt Scott.
Oh, I'm so excited for him. I'm so excited for him to develop. It's like the entire reason, people are placed in places for a reason. The universe aligns things for a reason every once in a while. And Rich Rod was aligned at Arizona to scoop up Matt Scott.
Yeah, that's it. And the fact that...
Who was redshirted last year by Mike Stoops' staff. Let's not forget.
Well, they did have Nick Foles in a losing effort, so... I'm doomed to look really good in defeat. Football. Beautiful football Sisyphus. Don't cry for him. Nick Foles' family is, like, loaded.
Yeah.
He didn't ever actually have to play football. This is all gravy. He's, like, a tall, thin, beautiful Rex Grossman.
Could have done Alberto VO5 commercials all through college instead, and honestly, his ribs would probably be in better shape right now.
Vidal Sassoon. Now I'm gonna hear that every time I see Nick.
Vidal Sassoon in a losing effort.
Vidal Sassoon in a losing. Vidal Sassoon never loses, especially when it comes to beauty or 3-yard dump-off passes in the West Coast offense. The final question I have for you is this. We have, is there any proper way to pronounce Bob, the guy announcing this game?
Danny Cannell?
Yeah, let's just say that there's a guy named Bob, and then there's Danny Cannell.
Yeah.
Doing this.
I usually pronounce Bob's surname like Worcestershire and a sneeze, like Worcestershire. And people just generally know who I'm talking about.
There's no correct way to say it. I think it's probably best drawn with a symbol. I really hope that Danny Cannell is also wearing one of those awkwardly youthful shirts that he wears on Unite when he calls this game. Maybe
this is the bloggers game for so many reasons, not least of which is internet's own Danny Cannell in the booth.
Yeah, the internet's own Danny Cannell, who never let it be forgotten, did ruin my day once in 1994.
Go on.
No,